The Center for Young Musicians is here today, and we're going to hear from four pianists, and we'll talk with each of them just before or after they play. They each have one song for us. So let us first welcome from Sewickley Academy. She is 9 years of age, and her name is Catherine Allen. Was beautifully done, and Catherine's going to take a seat so we can talk to her and meet her, and then our next player can take off your headphones and get ready to play and take your time. And Catherine, that was nice. What was the name of that piece? Is that an exercise, or was that a composed piece?
It was a composed piece, and it was called Milky Way.
I liked it. Now, I looked over for just a minute. Did you have to cross your hands when you were playing?
Yes, most of the piece I had to cross my
hands. I thought so. I just kind of looked over for a second, and I noticed that. Is that hard to learn how to do?
Yes, very hard.
What makes it difficult? I would think it would be hard.
Well, it makes it difficult because your right hand has to do something completely different than your left hand, and it's really hard to do.
So your left crosses over your right?
Mm-hmm.
Does your right ever cross over?
Yes, I've done a piece like that before, too.
Wow. How long have you played the piano?
3 years.
What advice would you give to somebody who might just be starting and has only played for a month or two?
Start small and always practice, because practice makes perfect.
And I'm curious, what other kinds of things you like to do in addition to playing piano?
I really like acting, singing, and dancing.
Wow. Have you been in any plays recently?
Yes, a lot of them. I did a month acting camp just before this.
That's great. What was the acting camp? Who ran it?
A teacher at my school. Her name is Mrs. Gregg.
That's fantastic. I was about to ask you if there was anybody that you would like to say hello to or give a shout out to, as long as you're on the radio.
I want to give a shout out to my parents and my best friend, Alex.
Excellent. And I'm so glad that you're here. I want to make sure if anybody wants to send a comment, 412-200-5975 is the way that you can send a text message to one of the kids, and I'll make sure that I read it. And I think I am up to date. I just wanted to make sure I checked all of the messages that are coming in. Again, our number is 412-200-5975. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older? I know that's a lot of people ask you that probably, but I think it's fun for people listening that never get a chance to ask kids that.
I haven't really thought about it a lot, but I really like piano, so something that involves piano.
And I notice you have a tattoo. Is that, what is that?
It's dolphins. I got it at a carnival I went to last night.
Yeah. I was going to say, I know one thing it is, most likely is temporary. Yes, is that your dad out there or somebody? Not yes, he's
yes.
Knocking his head. Well, thank you for playing. And next up, we have Rachel Spear. Rachel is 10 and is a student at Evans City Elementary, and here she is. Thank you. was a very pretty song. And we're going to get ready to talk with Rachel. And then Carson is going to be our next player. Rachel, I really liked the way you played that. It seemed like a very pleasant song. It just kind of made me happy to listen to it. What's the name of it?
It's called Melody.
It's nice. How long have you played piano?
I've been playing for about 5 years.
And you are at Evans City Elementary, right?
Yeah.
And what got you interested in playing piano? And I think more so, what is keeping you interested in playing piano?
I don't really know what got me interested, but my sister was always doing music, so I wanted to do it. And it's just really fun, and I can do it really well.
Yeah, you can do it really well. Do you play just about every day?
Yeah, I do.
I figured you must. Have you ever tried to write your own songs?
Yeah, once I did.
I did that always when I played the piano, and I sometimes thought I was doing pretty well with it. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I'd like to say hello to my parents and my grandparents.
Great. And have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
I'd like to be a chemist.
Really? I have a degree in chemical engineering. We can talk about chemistry together. Have you taken any classes in chemistry yet? Have they covered chemistry in school?
No, not yet.
So do you know any chemists?
My mom has a chemist.
That helps a little bit. I was curious about that. What makes you curious about chemistry?
It just seems really fun, and you can explore a lot of different things.
I still like chemistry a lot. What else do you like to do when you're not playing the piano?
I play flute in my school's band. I play soccer. I do taekwondo, and I dance.
Wow, that's a lot. Well, thank you for being here today. Now, Carson is coming up next. He's the third of our fourth players from the Young Musicians, Center for Young Musicians, that are here today. I do see a text message just came in, and I'll pass that along in just a moment. But right now, we are going to hear from Carson Jacob. Carson is 10, and he is a student at Providence Heights Alpha School. Very nice. That is Carson Jacob, and I'm going to talk with Carson, and then I'm going to talk actually with Joshua before he plays, and then he'll be the last of our players. Come up a little closer, and I'll adjust that microphone for you. I'm glad we're here at WSHA Grove City with a hat tip to Darren Morton. Good morning to you. And that was a really beautiful job. And before you speak, I've got a message for you that came in. Let me find it here. Somebody says they're listening in the car on their way to Penn State, and the person signed it Riley. Do you know who that is?
Yes. He's one of my friends who is traveling to Penn State because he just went there.
Well, he says, great job. We're listening in the car on our way to Penn State. That's pretty cool. So tell me, you're a really accomplished player. What was the name of the song you just played?
Sonatine in G major.
It was really good. What do you think about when you play?
I mostly think about where my fingers are going before I do it, so I know where I'm going first.
And you played that from memory, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a really good song, or a really good, you know, just rendition. How long have you been playing now?
About 6 or 7 years.
Wow. And what keeps you so interested in playing the piano?
I always like moving on to the next piece, and I always like to keep learning and try harder.
Well, that's good. So you like the challenge that it gives you, it sounds like.
Yeah.
What other things do you like to do?
I play soccer, chess, baseball, and I swim.
Wow. You do a lot of things. Would you like to say hello to anybody else who might be listening?
Yeah, Riley, my dad, and my grandparents.
Well, great. And have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older? I have been curious about that with everybody here.
Yeah, I would have wanted to be a chef or a pet store owner.
Wow, you could do both. You know, you could operate the pet store during the day, clean up, be a chef at night, or vice versa. But those are both good things. Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have 2 dogs.
Excellent. What are their names?
Shadow and Pete.
Well, thank you for being here with us. If you'd like to send a message, by the way, to any of our players, 412-200-5975 by text, 412-200-5975. Our last player is Joshua Faber, who is 13 and goes to St. Alphonsus, and we're going to speak with him before he plays. Hi, Joshua. How are you?
Pretty good.
And tell me how long you've been playing piano.
I've been playing for 8 years.
That's the longest of everybody here, and I guess it makes sense because you're the senior member of this group here at 13. Mm-hmm. I am curious, you know, a lot of kids start taking piano lessons and they don't stay with it. So just as I asked a few other people, what's kept you playing?
Well, I've always thought piano was an interesting thing to play. It's challenging, but it's also a bit relaxing too.
That is an interesting answer. So you can kind of rely on it. It sounds like no matter what happens, as the world changes, the piano is kind of there, right? As a stable force. Would you like to say hello to anybody that might be tuned in?
My parents and my grandparents.
And if you thought about what you want to do, maybe in 10 years or so?
I'm not sure yet.
Maybe music or chef, pet store owner, but no particular ideas yet?
No.
Dancer, there's all sorts of things. Well, it's nice to have you here, and we'll let you go up and get ready to play. And meanwhile, I'm going to thank the Center for Young Musicians. You can learn more about the Center for Young Musicians at youngmusicians.org, youngmusicians.org. And as Joshua gets ready, I'm going to check to see if you may have sent a message that I may have not gotten. There are some messages that have come in. Carson, you're the guy getting all the text messages today. All the Jacobs in Philadelphia are so proud of you. And then it says Lou and Aunt Kay. Do you know who those people are? Lou and Aunt Kay?
Yeah, my Aunt Karen, and yeah.
And then Riley and Colleen writes, awesome job, Carson. We enjoyed listening to you. And if you did not get a message, well, Carson's getting all the messages, but it might be that other folks just haven't been able to text. Everybody sounded great. 412-200-5975 is the number. We now present 13 from St. Alphonsus. We just spoke with him a second ago. This is Joshua Faber, and our thanks to everybody at the Center for Young Musicians. Well, thank you so much. That was Joshua Faber, and also you heard Carson Jacob, Rachel Spear, and Catherine Allen. Thank you for the Center for Young Musicians for great piano performances.